Today, Operation Damp Squib. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, now this post is covering finance and broad news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Well, the terms of reference for the RBA review are now out. I'm unimpressed because I'm afraid that Jim Chalmers has, in my view, squibbed it. He said, I announced the first wide-ranging review of the Reserve Bank of Australia since the current monetary policy arrangements were instituted in the 1990s. This delivers on our commitment to conduct a broad-based review of the settings of monetary policy in Australia. The Reserve Bank is a crucial economic institution which has served Australia well for more than six decades. This is about ensuring we have the world's best and most efficient central bank into the future. Australia is facing a complex and rapidly changing economic environment, as well as a range of long-term economic challenges. This is an important opportunity to ensure that our monetary policy framework is the best it can be to make the right calls in the interest of the Australian people and their economy. The review will consider the Reserve Bank's objectives, mandate, the interaction between monetary, fiscal and macroprudential policy, its governance, culture, operations and more. A panel of three experts from Australia and overseas, independent of the RBA and outside of the Treasury Department, will lead the review. That includes Caroline Wilkins, an external member of the Financial Policy Committee of the Bank of England and former senior deputy governor to the Bank of Canada. Professor Renee Fry-McKibben, one of Australia's leading macroeconomists and interim director of the Crawford School of Public Policy at the Australian National University, and Dr. Gordon de Brouwer, PSM, an eminent Australian economist and secretary for the public sector reform with 35 years' experience in public policy administration in Australia, including at Treasury and the Reserve Bank of Australia. The panel will be supported by a secretariat with Treasury and other staff. The review will produce a final report with recommendations to government by March 2023. And it will consult with domestic and global experts, former members of the board, and members of the public, and will seek submissions to ensure a wide range of opinions are considered. It will draw on some of the world's best and brightest experts to ensure the RBA has the right objectives, policies, governance, and culture for the future. And here are those very terms of reference. The review of the Reserve Bank of Australia is designed to ensure that Australia's monetary policy arrangements and the operations of the bank continue to support strong macroeconomic outcomes for Australia in a complex and continually evolving landscape. The review will assess Australia's monetary policy arrangements, the RBA objectives, such as outlined in the Reserve Bank Act of 1959, and in the statement on the conduct of monetary policy, including the continued appropriateness of the inflation targeting framework. It will study the interaction of monetary policy with fiscal and macroprudential policy, including during crises and when monetary policy space is limited. This will include Australia's macroprudential governance arrangements, but it will exclude APRA's statutory role or functions. And it will also assess the following aspects of the Reserve Bank: its performance on meeting its objectives, including its choice of policy tools, policy implementation, policy communication, and how trade-offs between different objectives have been managed; its governance, including board structure, experiences and expertise, composition and the appointment process, and accountability arrangements; its culture, management and recruitment processes. The review will exclude the RBA's payments, financial infrastructure, banking and banknotes functions. The review will consult extensively with domestic and global experts and members of the public. The review will take account of analysis conducted in prior reviews of other central banks, including the US Federal Reserve, the Bank of Canada, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, and the European Central Bank. And the review may invite and publish submissions and seek information from any persons or bodies. A final report with a set of clear recommendations to government is to be provided to the Treasurer no later than March of 2023. Now, two observations. The first is there are some things that are good here because it is actually thinking about the structure of the board and also the fundamental question about how the RBA sets monetary policy and inflation targeting. That's good. But it's insufficient because, of course, there is this shadow entity called the Council of Financial Regulators, which the RBA runs and which APRA, ASIC and the Treasury and other hangers-on all sit around the table. Now, that should be included as part of this because it's clear to me that that is where a lot of the policy decisions are actually being executed. And the point here is that if you don't get that right, then whatever you do within the context of the RBA, it will be insufficient to get the overall machinery working correctly. And the fact that APRA is expressly excluded is also very important because that is another major policy error. And this is because nobody wants to admit that it is actually availability of credit and credit creation itself, which is a fundamental issue driving the way the economy works. Everybody, of course, wants to look away and say, no, it's not important. It is fundamental, which essentially means that questions of house price growth and credit availability, all of those things, are absolutely critical in the context of setting monetary policy. And yet, those very issues will be excluded simply because a lot of that sits within the APRA ambit. So I'm afraid that I give this about a 5 out of 10 in terms of scope. I will be making a submission if I get the chance and arguing for a more holistic view, because if you're going to do this review, which it needs to be done a long time ago, by the way, but we are doing it now, which is good, we need to make sure that it is expansive enough to cover the full gamut of the problem. The basic problem we've had for the last two decades is that credit availability has driven home prices too high, has driven lending standards too low, and has pumped the economy up and home prices up to the point where we're now standing on the edge of a precipice. And in so doing, of course, we've been sensitized very significantly to any movements in interest rates. And now interest rates are on the way up, and Phil Lowe confirmed that again today in a speech that rates will be higher, significantly higher actually, which essentially means that we are now looking over into a very dark future. So, as I say, 5 out of 10, Jim Chalmers, you should be doing better than this. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.